This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer, a weekly visit. This program is not just for farmers. It's a show for people who eat and for people who want to talk about what's going on in the ag business. Some people call it the ag industry. So what we are doing is catering to problems that family farmers have or that the families have who are running ag businesses, or to the locavores who are looking for the right food to eat under the right conditions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We had a poll this week at DougSteffen.com, the focus being Walmart suggesting they were going to bring in food from local farms and make a big deal out of that. And then we asked whether you were buying from local farmers, whether you're buying the grocery store, what your habit is, are you buying from Walmart and places like that. It was pretty interesting because most people said they were buying from local grocery stores. The second highest ranking on the list came from family farms, but they're not open year-round, and that's why if you're sort of in the routine of going to X store, you do it all year-round, even though many of you realize that the food you're going to get fresh from the farmer is at least a day newer, maybe 2 days newer. Even if the grocery store is doing something that is all local, it still takes them a day to get it off the farm into the store. So just something to keep in mind. I thought it would be an interesting thing for us to look at. We've had a pretty good season for farmers markets, that sort of thing, local ag. And that's what we focus on. I think we've had a good season so far on this radio program, trying to find solutions to the problems that people have, whether it be in the dairy industry, which is becoming just a huge business with fewer and fewer farmers, bigger and bigger farms, and all the problems that that presents for operating and for the product that comes out of the other end. There also are a lot of places around the country that are just growing bigger and bigger in terms of land that they can buy to grow more, whether it's vegetables that we eat or whether it's things for the processing plant, corn and beans, that sort of thing. And then there's the influence of Europe and Asia, South America, on our ag business. What's coming to this country to be sold? A lot of wheat from areas in Russia that weren't a factor before coming. I saw a report this week suggesting that this is becoming bigger and bigger as well, this business of who grows the wheat, what the prices are, how the international markets are handling it. It's really, this is a very specialized business, and the commodity markets make it that much more difficult for people to see the forest for the trees, if you will. So anyway, with all that in mind, I decided that there was a need to have a program on the air that focused on this group of farmers, because I am one of them. I've grown up on a farm. You can go to EastleyFarm.com. You'll see there now a plea for help because I'm trying to sell the development rights off of the farm, an idea that may be a solution to a problem that you have. If you don't know how the transfer of development rights works, go to DougSteffen.com, or better yet, go to Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, and see the story of what I'm doing. There's a short video that explains transfer of development rights. It's a really good solution if you don't want to see your farm developed. You want to save it for agriculture. Maybe your town or your community needs to look at this if it doesn't have it. I think, frankly, what I found in the research, took me 4.5 years to get this bylaw through my town meeting here in the place where I live, Massachusetts, Framingham. It's done very well. They've saved hundreds of thousands of acres of land in the Lancaster County, well, that whole Pennsylvania area, that corridor down around 81 through Harrisburg, all that area. And if you go down into Maryland, it's being used. It's being used out west. So maybe something that you may want to, if you're putting up a fuss about losing your farm because the bank's after you and you want to keep farming, then look into how the transfer of development rights concept could benefit you on your farm and your community. All right, having said all of that and putting into perspective what this program is all about, let me introduce you to John Moody, who, like you and me, is a farmer. He also is a speaker, avidly working for the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund's ideas of how to make all this work. The acting director, in fact, he is a kombucha brewer. Do I pronounce that right, John? Is that how it is, kombucha?
Yep, kombucha, you know. Kombucha is one of those words that, depending on what part of the country you live in, you'll get different pronunciations, and that's okay by me.
But no matter where you live, it tastes awful. For me, I've tasted it. The lady in my life likes to drink it. I had some almost kombucha-like jelly or jello or something this past week that I mixed into a protein drink, and it wasn't too bad in there, but to drink it, at least that's my taste. You must probably like it because you're producing it, right?
Indeed. So, and you know, kombucha is one of those things. It's partly an acquired taste.
Yes.
And it's also partly making sure you brew and flavor it right.
Yeah. All right. So what kind of farm do you have? What do you do in the farming world?
Well, we have 35 acres, and so we have some beef cattle when they're not trying to break free of my fencing.
we all have that trouble.
We have chickens, and we have a large garden and berries and a lot of perennials. My daughter, who is 9, she has her own chicken business where she buys the day-old chicks from the hatchery, and she raises them until they're about 8 weeks old. And then she sells them to people in the region who want, you know, to have their own backyard flocks and stuff. Mm-hmm. But they don't want the chickens coming through, you know, large stores where they've been cramped and kept under lights for weeks on end.
Yeah, exactly. That's the old way of doing it, not the way that's the healthiest for no other reason. You want healthy food. You're not going to get some of the – you're not going to get it the way you've described. You're not going to get a healthy chicken the way you've in the surroundings that you've described, the big – there are some of these barns around where you are and where I am. 35,000 chickens in a barn is not a large number.
Yes, indeed. Well, we'll end up talking about that, I'm sure, in relation to the Prime Act and consolidation in the meat industry.
All right, we'll get to that in a second. Let me pause for a moment here. We're talking to John Moody, whose website is farmtoconsumer.org. He's the acting director of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund and has some wisdom. I want to actually probe a little bit more into what the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund does as a setup, because a lot of people listening may not know, even though I'm a strong supporter, that doesn't, and we've talked about it here before, doesn't mean that people know. So we'll start with a reason for being for the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund in just a moment here. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose to nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
At least one major university made headlines when it decided to ban the movie American Sniper from campus. College officials were quoted saying, "We didn't want students exposed to opinions that promote violence as a solution to disagreement." Whatever you think about the Iraq War and the role of the U.S. military, there is an even larger issue in the important role of education in a free society. If you look through the lens of liberty, you see that when colleges try to cut off debate and push only one point of view, that is brainwashing, not education. Encouraging students to analyze both sides and form their own opinions is vital to free thought.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party. Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, farmer and broadcaster. John Moody, farmer and acting director of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. We're going to talk about the Prime Act in a few minutes, but first, I want him to explain to all of you that are listening why it is that most of you, or many of you, or if not all of you, ought to belong to the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, because I have supported them because they've helped me with problems I've had selling raw milk on my farm. So how is it you get involved with these small family farmers?
Great. Well, you know, we are like the NRA, or the Homeschool Legal Defense Fund, for farmers.
Mm-hmm.
We are there to protect farmers and their supporters and their ability to engage in commerce with each other. So whether you're somebody like Laura Bledsoe, a member who was having a farm-to-fork dinner mm-hmm. out on her farm,
yep.
and the health department showed up and poured bleach on her food.
Mm. Yeah.
We're there to protect people like that. Or whether you're like the buying club I'm a part of here in Louisville that was raided by our state health department and served with cease and desist orders and went away because of the work of Farm to Consumer, or you're the Vernon Hirschberger in Wisconsin,
yep.
who was raided for feeding people, or you're the Mark Baker in Michigan, who was raising a breed of hog that overnight was declared illegal by bureaucratic fiat. So we provide legal services, legal counsel to members. We also provide a lot of practical benefits as well in terms of just general advisement on different legal and other matters that affect farmers. And we have a couple neat resources coming out, hopefully in the next year or so as well, that will benefit members and then the broader farming community.
Yeah. Wow, there's a lot of good here. And one of the things I'm trying to do with this program is get to many farm communities. Any place. This program is not just for farmers in that we're trying to focus on the locavore movement and people who would come to your farm to get the benefit of whatever you're raising, watch it being done, talk to you. That's what people want, because there's so much villainy in the food business today. That's the way I best describe it. There are so many people who are telling you things that aren't true about the food that you're going to eat, or they're trying to keep the truth from getting to you, a la Monsanto trying to kill these labeling, and they're successful doing it. Look at California. What happened there? Spent $14 million on advertising, telling people in California that farmers didn't want the Labeling Act to pass, which was the biggest lie, and they get away with this stuff. And that's the way. You don't have to tell the truth in advertising. You just have to keep a message going, repeat it. That's one of the beauties of radio. Frequency and reach. Buy a lot of radio time, and it works to convince people of something that isn't true, in this case, for sure. So, anyway, there are a lot of things that I want to get into what the latest is from the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund regarding the Prime Act that would remove the USDA and other government oversight of animals that are sold not by on the hoof but by the cut. We'll explain what that's all about as well. This is a very important discussion for all of you, for all of us. So we get to it in a matter of moments. John Moody, acting director of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, here on the program called The American Family Farmer.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Jack Steffen here on this week's edition of the American Family Farmer. With me is John Moody from the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. House Resolution H.R. 3187. 3187, which is the Processing Revival and Interstate Meat Exemption. That's why they call it a prime. Don't you love the government and the way they can mix and match and mess stuff up, make something seem like it's really good when by fiddling with words, when in fact it's really bad. So let's talk about the Prime Act and what it would give to individual states and to people who live in these states, John.
Well, thankfully, this is one time that the name and the bill are both really good.
Uh-huh. That's you find that to be the case, though.
Yeah. Normally, you know, we get bills that come out of Congress that are Orwellian in nature.
Yes.
Where the name,
like the so-called Patriot Act. The Patriot Act was supposed to pass right after September 11th. Was anything but, and still remains to be anything but a Patriot Act. It should be called the Unpatriotic Act.
Indeed.
Anyway,
you know, so the Prime Act it came out of, we started a year ago. We hold an annual food freedom conference. And the very first year, Congressman Thomas Massey, who's a congressman from Kentucky at the federal level, and then Senator Frank Nicely from Tennessee, and a number of other people were in attendance, and we were talking about what are some of the most pressing problems in making local food and small farm food affordable and accessible. And one of the biggest ones is the stranglehold on buy the cut meat sales for farmers. So if you want to buy a pound of ground beef from your neighbor, it has to go through a USDA inspected facility.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get a pork chop,
yep,
from Uncle Pat,
mm-hmm,
it got to go,
ridiculous,
300 miles each direction.
Yeah. Asinine.
Just plain
asinine.
And so, you know, this all came out of the Wholesome Meat Act of 1967. To give you an idea, in 1967, we had somewhere around 17,000 to 18,000 butcher and slaughterhouses in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
and we now have less than 3,000.
Yeah.
We've lost 80% of our butcher and slaughterhouses around the country.
Thanks to Uncle Sam. Thank you, Uncle Sam.
And so what this means is, not only is it difficult for small local farmers to get to these places have a stranglehold. They have all the leverage in terms of what they can charge, what they can offer, who they let in, who they don't let in. And then, even worse with the remaining ones, they have to be USDA inspected. If you want to be able to sell your meat by the cut, or if you're a small local farmer, you're stuck with having to sell animals by the whole animal, by the quarter, all these confusing things we see.
Yep.
And so Massey is himself a farmer, as is Frank Nicely. So they brainstormed trying to find a way to punch a small enough hole that it would be helpful to small farmers, but it would be something that would be palatable at the federal level legislatively. And that's what the PRIME Act does.
All right. Yeah, let's pause for a moment here, and then we'll come back to this. This is nothing but sense. I'm not a meat eater, so it doesn't immediately affect me, but I can see how it affects a lot of people, most people, in fact, who want to eat good quality meat. Another way the government and the big businesses involved have ruined this field for farmers, or certainly are on the way to doing that. We'll continue our conversation in the next half hour. More from John Moody about the PRIME Act and how your involvement in supporting it may help you out. John is the acting director of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, we continue on now, second half hour of our time with John Moody, who's the acting director of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. Our focus is the Prime Act. To summarize, this would remove the United States Department of Agriculture and other government oversight of animals that are sold to you, in a manner of speaking, by the piece, by the cut, by the pound. If you understand current federal law, animals can only be sold by live weight and whole direct to the consumer unless they pass through a USDA inspection and approval facility. This increases the cost you pay for the food. It increases because the farmer's got to pay more to have it prepared, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's nothing but dumb and a tribute to how dumb things have been done. This should have been corrected a long time ago. All right, so, John, let's keep going here. Oh, you mentioned, I think, four companies now control the processing of about three-quarters of the country's beef and pork, that sort of thing. And so this is the same as in the milk business, where there are two or three companies, maybe four, you can argue, but one company, especially Dean Foods, that controls about 70% of the fluid milk supply in the country. And that's what's happening. All of this stuff is becoming just like every other big business. The personal touch is taken out. And let's have 5,000 cows or whatever number of head of beef we can raise on 4,000 acres of land. And there's no human being touches the hands of any of these products, right?
Well, yeah, and I do want to make one note on the Prime Act. It only applies to meat that is sold intrastate.
Mm-hmm. That means in your state. If you're in the state of Massachusetts, it's state. If you are buying meat in my town of Framingham that was grown in Attleboro, you got to follow this law, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, again, and what this law does is it takes the federal government out of the equation for intrastate meat sales. Each individual state will then get to decide, will they stay with the federal government requirements or will they adopt their own system?
So are you trying to persuade the states to go along with this, every state, so not to allow the feds to have any more power than they have?
Well, you know, it'll be up. You know, some states, you know, like Wyoming, which passed the first food freedom legislation in the nation last year, Frank Wallace, who's a member of Farm to Consumer, You know, like Wyoming would be a state where you would probably have very, very lax, which is what we need, rules for you buying directly from a neighbor by the cut meat. You know, we don't expect states like California and other states that are regulatory happy to adopt the same kind of standards that more freedom-minded states like Tennessee, like Wyoming, will adopt.
So this is a red state versus blue state thing, it sounds like.
Well, I don't know if I'd say it's so much a red state versus blue state as much as states that value local farmers and value a local food economy will adopt regulations or remove barriers that hinder its growth and that make real food inaccessible and unaffordable for the average consumer.
How many farmers do you think slaughter animals on their own farm and eat them themselves without going through any of this? Let's say you're raising beef, you've got beef, you decide you want to eat cow A over there, and you just slaughter the cow and prepare it on your own. How much of that's going on?
Well, you know, it depends on, in my area, there's very few farmers who have not killed an animal and prepared it right on their own farm.
Right.
Whether it's an animal they raised or an animal they hunted. And, you know, part of our argument in favor of this legislation is most of the food safety problems in meat and in the food system in general come not, you know, come not because of a lack of inspection, but because inspection forces all the animals into a very narrow bottleneck where then they all get mixed together. So any diseases that they're carrying get mixed together. So it's actually inspection is creating the food safety problem, not helping it. And by allowing people to butcher on farm, to keep the animals segregated, to keep them from having to be mixed, you keep pathogen and other problems from being dispersed through the system so rapidly.
Well, we all have this ongoing fear, if you will, and some of it came back to haunt vegetable growers in Mexico this week. I have no problem with them having a problem because I think they are the cause of a lot of problems that we have here in our food supply. The cucumbers that were loaded with salmonella, there's all of this stuff. There's E. coli, there's Listeria, there are all these things here there. You can't go into a meat, you can't go to a butcher shop. You can't go to a dairy. You can't go anywhere, whether it's a big food store that's a chain or the butcher shop, and not find Listeria. You can find it anywhere. It's the degree, and most people don't understand that because most people are not from the farm. So they see this headline in USA Today, and they know something about salmonella, mostly, gee, that doesn't sound good. That name sounds awful. Or E. coli, ooh, that sounds bad. Or Listeria, ah! So nobody's really explaining what these things are. And, yeah, if you've got a weakened immune system and you are exposed to something like Listeria especially, you know, you may have a serious problem. And there are people who have died who contacted this from eating meat that wasn't properly chilled or wasn't cared for properly. You know, you have all of that. But the news media, the point I'm making here with my comment is that the news media always takes these things, runs with them, and is usually wrong about many of the facts. And that's one of the reasons these bigger companies come into existence, because they can sort of fight that in a way that the small farmer can't, right?
Exactly. So, and it is amazing, you know, I was looking at that cucumber story, and, you know, we have over 300 people sick, probably one confirmed death. And it's across, you know, well over 20 states. Whereas, you know, like, if I butcher a farm on my cow, only a handful of people in a very small area are going to consume that cow.
Or if you butcher a cow on your farm.
And it's so, you know, so this idea that allowing things like this is going to put people at risk. Mm-hmm. The current food system puts people at risk.
Yes, it does. And that's right. Yeah. This is so disingenuous. This is so rotten. These people mostly are theorists anyway, and under the circumstance, they have practical experience. They blow things way out of proportion. I know I use my example frequently of the raw milk fiascos that came as a result of the story that everybody in New England uses who doesn't want you to have raw milk. All those boys, the Boy Scouts, who got really sick and one died from drinking raw milk on a farm in Connecticut. They went into this milk room. They were doing a tour of the farm, and they got away from the group. They went into the milk room. They took a dirty ladle out of the sink, put it into the milk, into the tank, drank the milk, got sick. Well, first of all, the milk wasn't supposed to be sold as raw milk. It was supposed to be sold as processing. Now, there are two different kinds of raw milk. One that is actually milked from the cows and prepared for sale as raw milk on the farm, which is what I do, or raw milk that goes to the processing plant that isn't as strictly regulated. But those facts never come out. The same as I'm sure with Listerian pork or beef or lamb or whatever, those facts never come out.
No, it is really sad, the poor handling of food safety illness outbreaks, and what is shared with the public, what is not. You know, if raw milk is even suspected in an outbreak, it'll be mentioned in the headlines.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Whereas, when pasteurized milk kills people, it's downplayed that this was regulated, inspected, stamped, approved, processed. So the PRIME Act is an opportunity to help a large number of farmers be able to bring down the cost of their food and feed their communities more effectively, depending on what their individual states do with the legislation.
John Moody is from the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. We continue with him on the American Family Farmer in a moment.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
At least one major university made headlines when it decided to ban the movie American Sniper from campus. College officials were quoted saying, "We didn't want students exposed to opinions that promote violence as a solution to disagreement." Whatever you think about the Iraq War and the role of the U.S. military, there is an even larger issue in the important role of education in a free society. If you look through the lens of liberty, you see that when colleges try to cut off debate and push only one point of view, that is brainwashing, not education. Encouraging students to analyze both sides and form their own opinions is vital to free thought.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
All right, to wrap up this discussion with John Moody from the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, it is at farmtoconsumer.org that you can find out more about the Prime Act and other things. Why don't we spend the, I mean, we've got a lot of information here for people to think about with regard to the Prime Act. What other things in the moments that remain here with us, John, what other things are you working on? What's the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund working on? As I said, there was a lot of play from you folks when I had my problem with raw milk. That's one of the things that they jump into. But there are tons of issues like this with the government. We're fighting ourselves. The government is funded by you. And yet your money is being used against you by these morons, and there's no other word for it. This is moronic. What these people don't realize, John, is that if they keep up this harassing, this EPA, the latest, now, we've been fighting, the farming community has been fighting the EPA and their nonsense. The two latest rulings are so farmer unfriendly. What they're doing is just driving people out of business, and you almost have to think that it's deliberate the way that the, I mean, Obama said when he first came into office, he wanted to shut down half of the farms and plant trees on them. Thought that would be better because of all the bad methane gas that comes from the cows. I mean, it's just ignorant stuff. People haven't got, they listen to that, they think it's credible. He has no credibility whatsoever when it comes to this, and maybe a lot of other things as well. But when you really understand what cows produce through their digestive process and what comes out and lands on the ground, those microbes that go into the soil and make it so much healthier for the photosynthetic process, I mean, things like that make the man sound like an ignoramus.
And yeah, well, it's so hard. We live in a day and age where so few people understand biological processes, let alone farming.
And we're not being taught them in school. That's part of the dumbing down of America. So they don't learn about the birds and the bees on the farm, and they don't learn about it in school either.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a hilarious video that's sat at the same time of kids, you know, kids who are probably fourth, fifth, sixth graders being asked to identify vegetables.
Right.
And they don't know what any vegetables look like for the most part,
yeah,
other than a potato.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't know. All right, so tell me what else you're working on in the few moments that remain.
You know, well, we're continuing to support efforts both in states like Maine, where there's the food sovereignty movement, which is just a wonderful thing going on, where individual towns and counties, when the governor of Maine vetoed a food sovereignty legislation that would move control of local food to local towns to regulate it as they see fit. Mm-hmm. The governor struck that down, so the people in that area have been doing it anyway.
Yeah, sure.
And so we would love to see what's going on in Maine, what happened in Wyoming, be replicated in more states. We'd love to see more states introducing food freedom, food sovereignty legislation and ordinances where they say to the government, the food we feed ourselves and our families is what we decide, not what you decide, and who we get it from.
Yep. The moment that you take away from people their choices to buy or grow or do what they want, Monsanto was trying to regulate the individual purchase of seeds that you could plant on your own property, for God's sakes, a couple of years ago. That's how bad this has gotten. And you look at some of these other bills. I was just reading a bill celebrated by some of the corn growers called the Bipartisan Congressional Trade Priorities and Accountability Act. What does that tell you? What does that mean? Oh, it's a huge victory for corn farmers. It has to do with the grains and how they're stored and where they're sold and all that stuff. But it's become nonsensical, something we really need to be fighting against. And that's why I like to extol the value and the virtue of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. Check out their website, farmtoconsumer.org, and support them because they are there to help the American family farmer. John Moody, thank you for being here. I'm Doug Steffen. A comment in a moment here on the American Family Farmer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
No!
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with this comment. A focus on meats. You know, if you listen to me with regularity, that I am not a meat eater. That doesn't mean that I don't think you should eat meat if you feel like you want to eat meat. None of my business. I'm not here like some of my brethren who are from this church that maybe sit in a different pew because they think all meat eating animal is bad and shouldn't eat it. And okay, that may be, and I might agree with that point of view. But that doesn't mean that I have the right or the will or the interest to tell you not to eat meat. Eat it. If you think people that I am told by my trainer that I need more protein, I try to get a protein drink and get protein from other sources. Sometimes I'm successful. Sometimes I'm not. But for those of you who think red meat is important, I thought it's interesting to look at the numbers, that is, how much more pork is being sold in our country, how much more meat, beef, that is. You see the price of cattle, although it's waning now, it's weakening a bit. Dairy certainly has its problems with $16 milk, which is ridiculous because it costs most of the farmers that are producing milk, depending on how big your herd size is, 21 to 24 bucks a hundredweight, and they're getting paid 16 bucks. The government, and this is all government brought about with the big companies just screwing everything up, and all these dairy farmers going out of business. Well, that's the same thing. If you were listening between the lines to John Moody, who'd been on with us a few minutes ago, in the focus of having meat, whether it's pork again, or whether it's lamb, or whether it's beef or chicken or whatever it is, the regulation is asinine. But the reason that there's more focus on it is because there are more people that are interested. We went away from beef and pork for a while, but this year alone, beef and pork expenditures up 14 to 16%, depending on where you are in the country. That means people are eating more red meat. It means that they are willing to pay for the supply that's available. The price has gone up. People complaining, look at a pound of hamburger. My God, it's $2, whatever it is. I don't even know what it is because I don't eat it. But I know I've heard people talk about good steak is expensive. Well, you know what? The farmer needs to be compensated for his work or her work. And it costs a lot of money, not only to raise the animals if you're doing a pasture thing, but no matter what how you're raising them, the grain is way outrageously more expensive than it used to be. All of the help that it takes is more expensive. So in order for the farmers to survive, I guess you got to look at it this way. If you're a locavore and you're interested in eating local food and you complain about the price, I used to sell raw milk, for example, in my dairy store for $11.50 a gallon. And that was nowhere near enough to really cover the cost of what it took for me to produce that milk and get it to people who wanted it. But I subsidized it for a long time, and then I just said, you know, I can't do this anymore. But the farmers become the whipping boy, and the animals, if they're selling meat, that's, you know, depending on what it is, you understand the difference between range-grown beef and the lot-grown beef, the fact that fats are more prevalent in the stuff that's grown on the lot than out in the pasture, the USDA puts them all together. Oh, look at all these fats. And they recommend against eating X amount of animal fats, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so that's one factor here. But when you look at how much more important red meat is than it has been in the past 10, 12 years, the product has grown in its importance. The farmers who are growing the beef are making more money because the price of beef is way up. Cull animals are getting more respect, if you will. And that is, you can, I think it's $1 a pound around where I am, on the hoof for any kind of animal that will go through, that will pass through the system. So, and frankly, the number of restaurants that are growing, at least in my area, I wonder if it's the same thing. They're interested in, to sort of back up what John Moody was saying, in locally produced chicken, beef, lamb, pork, so they're willing to pay for it. Now, you're going to have to pay more for your meal at that restaurant, but you can't have it both ways. Most of you say you want locally grown food that is fresh. So if you're going to have that either in your restaurant or in your home, then you got to pay for it. And that is holding up, I think, well in the red meat department and some of these other departments. Veggies are more expensive this year, but we have more plentiful supply because more and more people want to eat that way, and they're not so worried about what it costs, which I think is a good sign, frankly. So anyway, not so good. The corn growers, bean growers are not having such a good year. I remember when corn was like, what, $8 a bushel? And now it's down to, I think, $30 and something. But it goes back and forth. The thing is to be smart about how you handle your business affairs when the prices are down. We all can say that's easy to say, not so easy to do. All right, those are my comments on the state of the red meat industry in part, as part of a focus on the American family farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.